You're listening to SBS News.
No one in the packed-out Canberra Magistrates Court could see Witness K. The anonymous man was concealed behind tall black screens in a corner of the room. Security cameras were covered with black duct tape. The court, at times closed to conceal classified information, described the man as elderly in his 70s and suffering health problems. The former Australian Secret Intelligence officer had pled guilty in a decision his former lawyer, Bernard Collaery, was resigned to.
Witness K acted on my advice, and you can imagine how I feel to see my client in court pleading guilty to effectively taking my advice. It's a position that I think few lawyers would ever want to be in, and I'm mortified to see that as a war veteran, which he is, he has, as he was instructed during wartime, if captured by the enemy, to cooperate. It's the only way out under psychological pressure.
Witness K had prepared two affidavits with the help of Mr. Collaery, including one presented to an international dispute between Australia and Timor-Leste in The Hague. The affidavits revealed Australia had bugged the East Timorese cabinet during negotiations around oil and gas resources in 2004. Supporters like Independent Senator Rex Patrick continue to claim Witness K was revealing a crime rather than committing one.
Bernard Collaery and Witness K called out something that was very wrong. In good faith negotiations with the poorest and newest country in the world, Australia spied on the negotiation team to try and get advantage in respect of oil and gas.
Senator Patrick attended a protest in support of the pair earlier this week, and he was joined by Independent MP Andrew Wilkie. Mr. Wilkie told the crowd that the case was the symptom of a bigger problem, citing over 100 pieces of federal security legislation passed since 9/11. He said the country still doesn't have effective whistleblower protections.
Whistleblowers, people who speak truth to power, are an essential part of our democracy. Even more so when media freedom and other freedoms are constantly under attack. More and more do we rely on our whistleblowers to tell us what we need to know. We wouldn't know that ASIS bugged the Parliament building in East Timor. We wouldn't know that without Witness K and Bernard Collaery.
This week also saw Rex Patrick bring on a motion to debate the matter with Attorney General Michaela Cash. Senator Patrick questioned whether convicting Witness K was in the public interest.
Senator Patrick.
Thank you, Mr. President. My question is to the Attorney and relates to whistleblowers. The Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecution's prosecution policy provides a two-stage test that must be satisfied before a prosecution is commenced. There must be sufficient evidence to prosecute the case, and it must be evident from the facts of the case and all of the surrounding circumstances that the prosecution would be in the public interest. Attorney, can you please provide this chamber with an explanation as to why it is in the public interest to prosecute Bernard Collaery and Witness K for calling out unlawful activity?
Critics like Senator Patrick argue the case could be dismissed with the swipe of a pen. But the Attorney General was careful to maintain her distance from the case.
What I can now say in relation to your question is this. The Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecutions considered the brief of evidence and made an independent decision that a prosecution was the appropriate course of action in relation to this case.
On Friday, Magistrate Glenn Theakson delivered his sentence, a suspended sentence of 3 months' imprisonment, a good behaviour bond, and an order to pay $1,000 in security. Witness K will not serve time behind bars. The magistrate said the former spy was not motivated by personal gain, but he had been motivated by a sense of justice and had an intention to participate in the rules-based order. In the past, he's been praised as a hero by leaders of Timor-Leste. Former lawyer Bernard Collaery will be next to stand trial, still trying to push for a public hearing of his own. Tysock Husey, SBS News.